Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It is in the midst of their poverty that the Lord is pleased to call unto those whom he loves. There is no good thing that dwells in any of them, and apart from his mercy to keep them from falling, they would surely abandon him. Yet he remains faithful. Just as Lot was vexed with the unrighteousness that surrounded him in Sodom, so too are the sons of God perplexed as the Lord is pleased to grieve them with the same. Complacency is rooted in our flesh, and it is quite the evidence of his mercy bestowed when men cry out to him on account of their own wickedness and that which they are daily surrounded and afflicted with in mind and soul. The true repentance of the sons of God, mourning for their sin and the uncleanness of their flesh, is that which is the gift of God. This is that repentance not to be repented of mentioned by Paul to the Corinthians. This gift is prophesied by Zechariah. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit and grace of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. And we see the same demonstrated in the book of Acts. When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. So the sons of God have been made partakers of the inheritance of the saints. A man cannot gain an inheritance of any kind except it be bestowed upon him. Men cannot earn an inheritance nor be worthy of it, since the one from whom he receives the inheritance is the one who labored to gain that which is bequeathed. Such is the gift of salvation bestowed upon the saints through the labors of him who bore their griefs and carried their sorrows. This is an inheritance in light. Paul says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. There can be no greater contrast than that which exists between darkness and light. To be without Christ is to be without light. There can be no fellowship, that is, companionship, between darkness and light. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The sons of God are made to enjoy his blessings as they are illuminated by the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The appointment of the sons of God unto salvation is set by him before the foundation of the world, but their illumination takes place in the present time, for this is the day of salvation. The gift of hearing is granted unto all those who are granted the gift of faith, and it is as they hear the gospel that they are reconciled unto God. To be reconciled unto him is the work of his Spirit in bringing them to repentance. By his grace they throw down their arms of rebellion and cry out to him for mercy. It is then that hope is wrought within their breast, as they see by the gift of faith his suffering, death, and resurrection as more than simple facts, but rather the only grounds upon which they expect to be brought into the presence of a holy God. Paul recounts the beginnings of his journeys from darkness to light. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Thus repentance was granted unto him as he was brought face to face with the one who was crucified, and he believed, calling upon his name. This was no random occurrence which took place on that Damascus road, but was the result of a divine appointment which he could not escape. We have redemption through his blood. Have you seen that light?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.